na 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 na
Hey, what's going on, Blog Talk Radio? Kept hanging up on me. I don't know what was going on, but I see Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Addict Headquarters is dialed in, listening. Betty Jo, I miss our chat room that you could just do in one thing, and they keep saying you have to install this, you have to install that, but my computer husband says, don't install anything. Anyway, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. This week, she'll be featuring the best of, and it's going to be Debbie Reynolds. So check her out. A very good interview. I heard it, and it's terrific. All righty. What a summer we're having, huh? Yes, we are. I don't know what theme we're going with today. I wish I had heat songs because it's so hot. Oh, I do have a summertime song, though. And maybe I'll go with a summertime theme. If I can see if I have enough summertime songs, I'm not sure. I think Mike Rocket did one. Was it Mike Rocket? Let me see if I can find him. I have a switchboard here. Oh, da 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 da. I love that song, don't you? It's a lot of fun. Okay. Also, I want to mention George Bettinger, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And what you can do is go to his Facebook page, the Mom and Pop Shop, and join him there. And join the thread and make new friends. And then listen. He'll have the site up there so you can listen at TuneIn right here in Miramar. TuneIn and right here in Miramar. That's Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. Here we go. Mike Rocket.
They say I was a fool. But never amount to much. Say I graduate last in the class. I don't wanna wear no tie. They won't marry me. But that's okay with me, cause I'm alright. Man, this is crazy. People in society, corporations run their lives. I mean, they don't even know who they are. I don't wanna pump no gas. I don't wanna pay no rent. Man, I was president. Cool summertime. Kick the ball in the atmosphere. working 9 to 5 all day. Even my congressman makes 150K. Oh man, I can't take this. I just wanna play my guitar all day and night. Cause I was born to rock. I won't punch no cock. Man, if I was governor, how we party it up top. Gonna be a cool, cool summer time. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be a cool, cool summer time. Hit the bartender and we'll feel alright. Gonna be a cool, cool summer time. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be a cool, 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 cool summer time. Hit the bartender. Gonna get in my car, pop the roof, turn up the radio, hit the beach, jump in the water. Summertime, gonna be cool, cool summertime. Let's have a drink, then we'll party all night. Gonna be cool, cool summertime. Hit the bartender and we'll feel alright. Let's have a drink and we'll party all night.
keeping that summer theme going. How about a little Jenna Esposito? Yep.
Tonight, the Metropolitan Room is proud to present Jenna Esposito.
Check her out. There's one more from Jenna.
Didn't think you were leaving without this one, right? Where the boys are.
something when I just to cause trouble and have her standing next to me. I'm going to give you a pair of sunglasses and a leather jacket, and I just want to go like this. Like somebody says something to me, I'm going to go, yeah, and you just go, put your head like that. That's all I want you to do. And this too. Sunglasses. That's it. I'm bringing my little Armenian with me to take care of business. That's how I like to roll. I did that to a friend once in a bar. She's a really big girl. Kind of like Lisa, but tall. And so some girl was coming up to me and trying to start a fight with me because I was tiny, you know, next to this girl that's trying to start a fight with me. And she got in my face. So, you got a problem with me? You got a problem with me? And I go, no, I don't, but she does. And I left. And my friend had no idea what was going on. So she just went. She didn't know why I went, but I left her in the midst of that. Because that's the kind of person I am. Armenian, yes. Armenian is actually the hub of Christianity.
That's true.
It was the hub of Christianity. And the reason you're so white, you're between all the dark countries. You know, you got Turkey, you got the Arabs on both sides.
Yeah.
It's like, how did you guys get there? It's like aliens dropped you down?
We were there first.
We picked them up. And then we put them down there. Did we put them down in the wrong place? You know, we should have put them down with the people with hair color. But they've had a struggle. And we have a great pope now because he finally said, no, Turkey, it was apartheid. It wasn't that they just all wanted to leave at the same time. Yeah, so it's always fun with that. And then just move my purse and step over there. So my glasses might be inside, so don't sit down. Anyway, so stuff going on. It's crazy. It's crazy out there. And I'm the kind of woman, I don't know, as Lisa said, we're like impervious to things. Nothing can harm us anymore at our age. It's such a great thing. And it's great because I have a lot of things a lot of young people will never have access. And that's the kind of thing that keeps me going as a comedian, knowing I have things. I drive a fancy car. I'm not rich, but I have all the things that rich people have. I have all those things. I like that. But it's, for some reason, men feel just something about me wants them to be too honest with me about everything in their personal life. I got into a car and there was a Muslim driver in one of the Zia, and he starts telling me about the Muslim religion, and I start telling it back to him. Yes, but originally Muhammad was such a nice guy. He was a Muslim. He was always a nice guy. And no, he didn't. It didn't mean like he ran a caravan. He had a caravan going. Yes, he did have a caravan. That was true. And then he get that caravan marrying a Jewish widow. No, she wasn't Jewish. She was a little bit Jewish. She was like, no, Muslims, you've got a way of rewriting your history there. And then it's just like, didn't you guys like have a big rift in your war, you know, between the religion and everything? Because instead of making his brother the new head, he made his brother-in-law or his son-in-law the new head of the religion. No. That's how you hear it. And I was thinking, that's how I read it. I think that's how. No, you have to read the Quran. And I said, well, isn't that in Islam and I'm English? And he goes, yeah, well, yes, but you should read it. And I'm like, okay. And then I'm in the liquor store, which I'm in frequently, and I'm on a first name basis with the guy who sells the liquor. And I'm there and I'm talking to him. For some reason, looking at me, now take me in, looking at me, he wants to tell me about his personal life. And for some reason, he goes, you know these young prostitutes today? And I'm thinking, no, I don't. So where's this conversation going? And he goes, well, they're very good ladies. You know, I know they work very hard, so I always give them a little something extra. And I'm thinking, gee, and all I get is 15% off on a case of wine. But okay, look at my breast. Am I getting that? I don't like to think of this as my breast. I like to think of this as the continental shelf, because this is where everything I eat falls in the course of the day. French fry, ketchup, bonus, whee! And I don't think of these as breasts. No, I think of these as orbs of empowerment. Please, pay attention. Say you're in a store, you're trying to reach something. Excuse me, sir, can you get me? Time to break out the big guns. Excuse me, sir. Can you get me that over there? And those two items right there. Oh, you're such a nice man. That's how I like it. You're checking it out. You're not going to. Yes. Whereas my friend Jane Cotton would go, I've got nubs of empowerment. But I have orbs. It's hereditary. Anybody else on their own very young? Anybody on their own very young? You? How old?
18.
They see me too.
Yeah.
My mother's Puerto Rican, and when I was growing up, she was always going to me, you know not say, one joy thing, you're on your own. One joy thing, Jenna, on your own. And I go, yeah, Mom, yeah, Mom. And when I was 18, she left the country. And she wasn't kidding. She wasn't kidding. And she goes, well, what are you going to do now? I said, well, I thought I'd go to college. That sounds like a plan. Goodbye. And my mom was a serial wedding person. She got married 4 or 5 times, I forget. And I would only find out via a postcard usually. So it's like, they're nasty. How are you? I am in Utah now. By the way, I got married. Right soon. There's no address, Mom. There's no address. I won't be writing you that. And then when I was growing up, too, of course I had to become a comedian. By the way, I was growing up, anytime a Spanish mother, anybody Spanish? No? All right. Doesn't matter. Anytime a Spanish mother doesn't want you to do something, she knows a story about somebody who did with a tragic ending. So when I was growing up, here's what I was raised on. You know, Nazi, mira. Once upon a time, there was this little girl who played with a balloon when her mother told her not to play with a balloon, and she swallowed it and she died. You know, Nazi, once upon a time, there was a little girl who crossed the street when her mother told her not to cross the street, and she was hit by a car and she died. I said, Mom, don't you know any stories with happy endings? She goes, oh, Jenny, Nancy, once upon a time, there was this little girl. She was so sweet. She did everything her mother said. And when she died of that mysterious disease, they made her a saint. Those were all my happy ending stories of my mother. As I said, my mother left my first father, my biological father, in the middle of the night. We got in a car. Oh, come on. We got in the car. Much the same color gray. It was a Cadillac. And she moved us in the middle of the night to Florida. Now, I never questioned this 2 years later, but I was thinking, we don't have any money. Where'd my mom get a Cadillac? Years later, because I didn't know what things cost. And then I realized, didn't her last boyfriend, Roberto, have a Cadillac? And then years later in my head, I'm thinking, there's some guy wandering around New York City, Spanish on him, going, hey, where's my Cadillac? You know that woman I was dating with the 3 kids? Where is she, though? Where's my car? It's gone. My car is gone. So we went to Florida in style. See, that's with a Cadillac. And nothing bothers me. You guys, I perform in living rooms. So I perform and people come through and they go, can you hold that? I want to get a Coke. You know, it's like that. And it's like, wait, she didn't hear. Could you repeat it? She didn't hear. What was the punchline, you know? And so, all right, 1 minute. Okay, weight control, because everybody's so obsessed with weight control. Weight control. I think that's ridiculous. It's all about portion control. That's why I wear my reading glasses when I eat. Oh, I'll never finish that. Maybe I will. Oh, I'll never finish that. Maybe I will. And the other thing is, I don't know what everybody's so upset about. I'm going to give you something. I'm going to give you a little piece of hope right now, ladies. A little piece of hope. I weigh the same weight I did 22 years ago. Of course, I was 9 months pregnant, but I'm holding on to that little ray of hope. And there you go. I'm Nancy Lombardo. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Nancy. Thank you, Lombardo. Nancy Lombardo. Thank you. Let's keep it rolling. Give it up to my very good friend, Julie D. Julie D. Yeah.
Hey, all right. That was a small little room I was doing, just trying out new material. Cyanide's in the house. I'm seeing you right as we're ending Cyanide. Thanks for joining in. Is it hot there? I don't know. Well, we're down to the end. The last 2 minutes. Uh-oh. I always do this. I always need a two-minute thing, and then I can't find a two-minute thing. Oh, I know. Something summary, huh? Here we go. This is for you, Cyanide. Thank you, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters. Every Tuesday at 4 p.m. this week, she'll be featuring Debbie Reynolds. So, also tune in to George Benton, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. And that's at Tune In right here in Miramar, and also Facebook, Mom and Pop Shop. All right, there you go, everybody. 4th of July coming up. Stay as cool as you are. Hey, all right. I see George Benter's in the chat room as well. George Benter, the Mom and Pop Shop, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 4 p.m. at TuneIn right here in Miramar. You can also Facebook page him, the Mom and Pop Shop. Cyanide from across the Atlantic, thanks for tuning in. Betty Jo Tucker, all the way from Pueblo, Colorado. Her books are available online. Look up Betty Jo Tucker. And It Had to Be Us. It's going to be a movie called Cake, a Love Story, coming out based on the book. Get the book so you know the whole story. All righty, everyone. Thanks for tuning in. I'm going to stop a minute short because, well, I just have things to do. All right. Thank you, everybody. Stay cool. Hydrate. Thank you.